one.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231. And we do mean virtually anything. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their site. So see what a free, great, free talk show website should be like at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Yeah, about that caller who just talked about the mobile home with the dead bodies in it. I think I just heard on the news on your station while I was waiting on the line. I heard the news about that guy died too. That guy who came home and found them all. So that's one.
How did he die?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part of it, but that's one more part of the story. I think that's probably the same story, that, the one that I just heard on the news. But anyway, Saturday, the New Hampshire Advantage Coalition, a mostly Republican group, they held their pork roast, their annual pork roast, and I went there, and former Attorney General Kelly Ayotte, running for U.S. Senator now, she went up there and she made a big speech, and after she finished her speech, she got back down, and I walked up to her and asked her, I've got a question for you. Are you one of those Republicans, who, like Congressman Ron Paul, who want to call off the war on drugs now, or are you one of those Republicans who still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in action first? Okay, now, keep in mind, the Attorney General and, like, the war on drugs is, like, everything she believes in and everything she stands for and everything she cherishes and holds dear. And, of
course, the Attorney General is the head thug, the head cop.
And so, anyway, then I introduced myself and said that, by the way, it'll be an interesting primary because I'm going to be running against you for U.S. Senator. So, yeah, that was fun. You got to do that stuff. And one final
What did she say? Wait, did she answer your question?
What did she have to say for herself?
She said that she disagrees with me, but she didn't say, you know, like what my position was. She just, I guess maybe she recognized me and then said that she has to say that she disagrees with me. But anyway, the final point I wanted to make is that when you have all these people on welfare, one of the things they don't realize is that they don't need government help to thrive and to be economically prosperous. They think they do because zoning restrictions drive up the rent to the point where they can't afford a place to live. And if they want to rent an apartment, then the landlord, of course, to build the apartment had to add a parking lot. Why do you need a parking lot for if you don't have a car, for example? If you're taking the bus everywhere or you're walking down the street to work, you don't need a car, but you still have to pay all these added expenses, the zoning tax and that sort of thing. And they would be able to pay their own rent if it weren't for these restrictions. And now they think they depend on liberals for handouts, you know, when actually it's those government bureaucrats who are driving up the cost of
Absolutely.
The government. And they don't realize
if it weren't for these absurd, obscene property taxes I have to pay, I could lower the rents on my tenants. And I can tell you, they have a tough time paying the rent. Now, they may be in a house that's a little too large for their income at this point, but that was their choice. And if I didn't have to pay those taxes, I could pass the savings on because that would end up happening. I know I would do it because I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Well, it's not that the right thing to do or anything like that. That doesn't have anything to do with it. The fact is the marketplace will dictate that, in fact, you have to do it
because somebody will make that choice.
They'll be in competition with you, and
right.
their price will be lower, so you'll have to lower your price.
But that's not why I would not wait for someone to do that.
Fine.
I would lower my price immediately because I believe it's the right thing to do.
Then
that's my motivation.
You would be the person that motivated
the trend.
Everything else.
Exactly.
Right. The whole marketplace would be it would be set by that.
Exactly.
There
Thanks.
Are some people Thanks. Like that who are, you know, want to do the right thing, like you were just saying, and that does dictate a little bit of it. Some of it is competition, but some of it is, like, if they don't want pregnant women to get sick from the toxic fumes, so they do the right thing and they put a ventilation hood over it. You know, and some of them wait until the government tells them to, or some of them do it because competition makes them do it.
Yep. Thanks, Don, for the call tonight. Good luck against the attorney, former attorney general of New Hampshire, in your little quest there. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Back to Rick's email. He had emailed in here saying that he appreciates Free Talk Live and has been frustrated recently because he's got a lady friend at work that I guess he's getting kind of close to, and she just doesn't get it, the whole liberty idea. She can't get past the drug issue. Big believer in welfare, even though he's tried to explain these things to her and how that you know, the war on drugs is just hurting the people that it was supposed to help, and that the welfare programs could be much better administrated if they were run in the private market voluntarily by charities and that sort of thing. But he continues his email. He says, last week, one of the guys at work asked me a dumb question. He wanted to know whether I was conservative or liberal. Now, I warned him several times not to ask me that because he wouldn't like my answer. But he pressed on, and finally I let him know I was neither, and that they were all the same to me. He didn't take long to become enraged about the soldiers and the Civil War and all those people dying for my freedom. Well, I tried to keep it calm and let it fizzle away, but it got a little attention in the office. No real issue. I hope some people listening saw my side of it. Later, my girlfriend told me I embarrassed her. I won't go into my response, but wow. It got worse tonight. We were talking about it, and she said maybe I shouldn't say things that I know will offend people, like that the soldiers were dying for the government and not for the people. He says he lost it, but just before I go on with the email here, this is a kind of a typical attitude, right? You know, don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion, because someone might get offended. But these ideas, the ideas of freedom, are so important. And so critical.
And if you believe in it, it's so difficult not
to stay silent,
to talk about it. I know what it's like. I've had to deal with it in certain circumstances. And, you know, when I was working as a salesman in a, you know, for a lifestyle magazine in Sarasota, Florida, mm-hmm. it's not appropriate to talk to your clients about politics. You can talk to them a little bit, you know, sprinkle it a little bit here or there if they want to talk about that particular this issue or that issue. You've got to be very diplomatic and all that other stuff. But, you know, sometimes these things are going to pop out if you believe these kind of, if you believe in liberty, you're going to have these issues. I remember we were at I think it was some kind of JC's meeting. No, it was a Chamber of Commerce meeting with my two bosses, the only two people in the organization that were above me. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, before we did the Pledge of Allegiance or after we did the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever, and, you know, I just kind of stood there and I think I put my hand over my heart but didn't say anything or whatever.
Yeah.
I did. The woman said, well, who knows? Does anybody in the class here know who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance?
It's like an opening. You can't resist something
right,
like
and
that.
So here I am. Bing.
That would be the Christian socialist Francis Bellamy.
Right. So then I said, well, I stalled. I said, it's Francis Bellamy, because I think it's Francis Scott Key or something like that, that wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
That sound right to you?
I think so.
So the name's similar, whatever. I don't even know for sure who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, but I did say Francis Bellamy, and she's like, yeah, you're right. And I said, not only that, but Francis Bellamy was a flag salesman and a national socialist. The precursor to the Nazis. And the original salute to the flag was, and I stretched my arm out and showed them to, and how similar it was.
The Roman salute.
Right, the Roman salute. How similar it was to the Nazi salute, which was with the hand out and the whole thing. And, well, my bosses didn't like that.
Yeah.
I just gave these people, she opened
she
the door.
She asked for it. Exactly.
She wanted to know what the history lesson was. I told everybody, look, I'm sorry to say that the pledge you just made is a Nazi salute
right.
to the flag.
Well, it's like this guy said. I mean, Rick says in his email is that he gave this guy a warning. Hey, whoa, you probably don't want to ask me that. Well, yeah, I do. I want to know. Liberal or conservative? Okay. If you insist. So it's not like he was just blurting out because he had the opportunity. He actually tried to pad the answer by saying, well, you might not like me after I'm done saying this to you. And I think that's a fair approach to take. But I don't agree with his girlfriend saying that he should keep his mouth shut. He's in a workplace environment. People talk about things there. He's not necessarily above or below.
She
works with him, yeah.
Okay.
She works. That's how they met and started their relationship. But this is something that happens where the other slaves will try to keep those of us who know better down by through social ostracism. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to be your girlfriend anymore if you don't shape up. Stop offending people. Well, of course, it's your choice to be offended. He just stated what he believed the truth was, and that guy chose to get upset about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's appropriate and inappropriate behavior at work. I mean, no one can doubt that. Yeah. But He asked the question. I feel like that's what happened.
More
like
on the way here. Rick's got a little more to say, and your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. Coming up, schools perhaps going to be banning touching. Coming up here this school year.
It had to happen, right?
To that, yeah. And
they will soon ban talking amongst the minions.
The toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. We'll touch on that when we get a chance. Take your calls about anything. That is the point of this program. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And if you're just not getting enough audio entertainment, you can go to audiblepodcast.com, and they have... Well, you can get a free audiobook. These are unabridged books. They are hours and hours long, so you'll have plenty of entertainment. And you can get a free one by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can see the whole list of them right there. It includes Terry Goodkind's new book and Ayn Rand's, several of Ayn Rand's books. So audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We continue with an email from Rick here talking about some conversations he was having with some of his coworkers. He's found the message of freedom, really likes it, but when he was asked by one of his coworkers, are you a liberal or a conservative? He said, whoa, buddy, you probably don't want me to answer this question. No, I really want you to answer it. And so he did, and of course the guy ended up getting offended by his comments about how soldiers are dying for the government and not actually dying for freedom, which is going to upset people. I mean, people have been indoctrinated with this belief that the military is just a super-duper organization that's out there keeping things safe.
Sure,
and,
we're taught that they're around the world killing people to keep us free. What else would they be doing, going around the world killing people? Surely they couldn't be the employ of... You know, it wouldn't be an organization that I'm forced to fund as a citizen that is, in fact, in the employ of the corporate interests of
the industrialists, yeah.
Right? The Washington lobbyist elite. You know, the people that hire the lobbyists in order to get what they want out of the politicians, the ones that do the campaign contributions. That couldn't possibly be the case. Those soldiers must be fighting for liberty, right?
So he goes on with his story here, saying his girlfriend works in the office, and she told him that maybe he shouldn't say things that he knows will offend people, like that the government, you know, the soldiers were dying for the government, not the people. He says, I lost it. I told her I'm offended, that I was lied to, and I believe that crap, too, at one time, that
yeah,
he also thought
too.
That way. I went to the other side of the world. Remember, he actually was in the military, this guy. He says, I went to the other side of the world believing I was defending people in freedom. I believed that those inferior brown people should die so we could keep our color television and Maxim magazines. And I'm pissed as hell that I was lied to. And
I don't see that we would, by the way, lose our color televisions or Maxim magazines if we left those people well enough alone.
Oh, no, obviously not. But that's what the pitch is. The pitch is if those folks weren't left alone, or if those folks, you know, if the war doesn't happen, then they're going to come over here and they're going to bring their Sharia law or whatever and force it on everybody.
Right, and which, of course, they don't say. If you read one thing that these terrorist types claim...
No, they've always just said, leave us alone. Please,
right.
Leave
That's
us
all
alone.
They want to do. That's all they want.
He says, I'm pissed as hell I was lied to and that I was foolish enough to get caught up in the propaganda and lost a portion of my life doing things I'll never be able to get past. Damn it, I'm offended, and screw those people that get offended by what I say. I just want people to know, if you have a belief, then voice it whenever and however you want, as long as you're not hurting people.
Well, all I've got to say in this circumstance is, it seems likely to me that it sounds like a conservative gentleman who was talking about the people who, those brave young military men
How
who
dare
caught
you?
Those big hard bullets with their soft, squishy bodies for your freedom, by God, you're spitting on their grave. This guy has the right to do it. He was standing out there putting his soft, squishy wishy body on the line
yeah.
in order to catch those bullets for those Washington lobbyists. And this guy who was talking all the smack probably didn't. So
yes.
I just don't... I mean, please. The only thing I've got to say here is, who has a right to talk in this circumstance?
Well, everyone has a right to talk, but he's impeachable.
Right. Well, he's talking about... But the guy is claiming that that these people are doing such wonderful things. He was one of these people. I'll tell you what, before you... chastise me for how I feel about it, why don't you get on your hands and knees and kiss my big toe for saving your butt, then, if you think that's what I did.
I learned much too late, says Rick, that hurting people is wrong, and I won't hush up for anyone. I'm an ex-soldier, and I say proudly that war is a racket, and it's wrong on so many levels. any of those boneheads calling in about their military service and how great war is are either really sick or can't get past the realization that they made a mistake. And that's really, I think, what a lot of it is, don't you? I mean, that that they don't want to admit that they were wrong. People don't want to admit these things. I mean, it's a real pride issue.
Whenever anybody calls in and says something like, well, I spent 20 years in the military or 5 years in the military or whatever amount of time they spent in the military, I don't think it's the appropriate time to necessarily jump down their throat at that moment. However, I think that something that will, a way that we here on the show can sort of cut the difference is, how long you been out of the military? And, 6 years since then. Well, thank you for those 6 years of working in the free market, actually doing something for liberty. Because it's the people who go to work every day who are actually doing something for liberty. And I'm sorry.
For society,
the,
sure.
The vast majority of government bureaucrats, military included, are sponging off of the rest of us.
It hurts, says Rick. I promise you it hurt me a lot to realize what a lie I had fallen into. You can make it through. Forgive yourself first, and the rest comes on its own. You might as well.
Yeah,
when you've made a mistake, you might as well forgive yourself, because if you're going to be angry, you're only hurting yourself. With your anger.
And I don't think that, I don't think that there's a lot of finger pointing. I don't think that people should say, you're bad because you're in the military. I don't think that that's the reason. There's so many people who have jobs in the government sector. There's no good reason to, like, hold them accountable for all the ills of the government.
They're just trying to get a paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of them are.
He's not doing
many
that
here. People who went in the military are just, you know, they came from, poor families. And they want to get some discipline and some college or whatever it is that they went for. Most of them didn't go in there in order to go around the world and kill people. That's just what they're being forced to do or thrown into a brig.
He says, so now I'm an amplifier and looking forward to the day I have everything settled and I can move to New Hampshire. I'm a Free State Project participant, and after this, I may be moving there alone. That is after the discussion with the girlfriend. So be it. I will no longer compromise my values for anyone. Thank you for vocalizing my beliefs and helping me expand my liberty, from Rick. And yeah, I mean, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Maybe the relationship was worth something, and now you've come to the point where you realize that there's other things that are more important to you. And I can tell you that at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, the majority of people here are women. So lots of options out there.
Certainly that's true. I mean, I wouldn't throw a relationship away based solely on this, but you know whether or not it's working.
Absolutely.
I
don't want to be in a relationship where I'm having arguments with
I couldn't be. I could not be having those kind of arguments, and I can't just shut up about what I believe is right and just.
Especially if you're somebody who made a move for more freedom. I mean, if you joined the Free State Project and picked up your life, you're certainly not somebody who's likely to shut up. You're a doer. You're somebody who is moving forward and ready to join a movement that is actually going to work towards changing this world, or at least our little corner of it, to be a much more peaceful society. More on the way. You can take control, and don't let anybody hold you back from that if that's what's important to you. You bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit rmapply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today. Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by
and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts, lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And another way you can get interactive with our listeners is through the chat room at chat.freetalklive.com. We continue. Take your calls about anything, and otherwise go to things interesting to us to the email box. I want to get another one in here from Matt. Actually, no, I don't want to go to that one. We're going to go to a different one here. This one is from Andrew. He says, two questions for your radio program. Number one, how would a private court enforce its rulings against a sovereign individual? And two, what if a defendant or party didn't want to participate in the court process? Would a private court require both parties be willing participants, that is, defendant and plaintiff? Good questions. I know, Mark, that you are somebody who just advocates getting back to a small government with courts and cops and all that. But on this show, I advocate marketizing the justice system. I advocate bringing competition in and making it so that things get better, because you can propose some reforms that will improve the government system, but I don't think you'll really have something that's satisfactory until you can actually open it up to the marketplace and remove the monopolistic factor. But, of course, then that brings in legitimate questions like Andrew's about, well, if there are different places you can go and get arbitration services, how are you going to guarantee that anybody's going to show up? I mean, if you want to take somebody to arbitration, why would they want to go? I mean, hey, I don't want to go to arbitration with you. So his question is, how would the private court enforce its rulings against a sovereign individual? Well, the presumption would be that those individuals that were going to arbitration would have agreed in advance to whatever the enforcement terms are. So if you've agreed to the arbitration, then you've agreed to the terms. You have said, oh, I'm sorry, Mark, you were up doing some stuff.
Sorry, one would assume that if you enter into the arbitration, that you have the expectation of having a chance to win. Because you believe that
you've got a case.
Likely you wouldn't agree to the we only side with big business arbitration,
right?
service, and likely they wouldn't agree to the stick it to the man arbitration service,
right?
And so you get the both of you end up going with Middle Grounds Incorporated arbitrations service. It seems like, I mean, if you were looking at that and saying,
right,
both of you would have the expectation that you would have the chance to win, that is assuming that either of you didn't feel that you were in the wrong, which is currently how the legal system seems to be used. People who are in the wrong hire a bunch of attorneys in order to throw so much paperwork at the person who is wrong, who likely has less money, in some cases has less money, and just destroy them through, lawyer's fees and things like that. Because the system really isn't accessible currently today for people. So I do see some of the problems with the current legal system. I think that in a small government situation, we would have, we could handle that. But, I could be wrong.
I say competition good leads
competition
to innovation,
good. I
leads to better service, leads to lower prices. And so we get to his next question here. So, again, number one, how would a private court enforce its rulings? You would have agreed to it in advance. And if you broke your agreement, then you'd be in violation of that agreement, and that would really harm you as far as your reputation was concerned. Because I think what you're going to find is that reputation would be pretty important. Now, I can't predict for sure how the marketplace would do things in the absence of the government world, but we know that credit ratings exist today, and some might agree that they're not the best. It's not the best system in the world, but they exist, and to some extent, they do catalog how reliable people are at making payments and that sort of thing. And so we certainly exist in a world now where the information can easily be transferred, and these things can pretty simply be tracked as far as your reputation is concerned. So if you agree to the private court's terms saying, okay, well, whatever you decide, Mr. Arbitrator, I will agree to, and then decide to renege on your agreement, you're in violation of that particular agreement. You'll be held to that, whatever the terms of being held to it are. I mean, it could be that you end up in a jail cell. It could be that you're taken to a labor camp or something like that. I don't know what would be come up with to ensure that people stuck to their agreements, but all of those things are possible. Those things are a possibility, or that you might just have to have some money extracted from you from all your paychecks to make good on your screw-up. Plus, your reputation would be dinged. So his second question, what if a defendant didn't want to participate? What if, I accused you of doing something, Mark, and you actually did it, and you know you did it, and you know that I've got a videotaped evidence that shows that you did it?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to that arbitrator. I mean, I know I did this. I'm not going to the arbitrator. Of course, you're not going to admit that you did it, but you don't want to show up. You're afraid. I mean, why would you even defend yourself in that case? Well, what would be the encouraging factor to get you to the arbitrator would be, I think, that your reputation would be hit big time. If you don't show up to the arbitrator, or if you don't immediately say, oh, crap, you're right, I did do this, let me make amends, because that would be a way to get out of
going to
arbitration.
There are instances where this happens today, and that is if you look at, say, credit card services and things like that. If you owe money to a credit card service, I'm not saying that people don't have problems with their credit cards. I know they do. But they report that to the credit reporting agencies, and your rating is dinged.
Good luck getting a home loan.
Right there, and then, home loans, car loans, and all those other things make it more difficult. So you have things like this. I don't know how that would work in the case of, real crime where people hurt people, and I think that perhaps there is a need for a forceful end of government for that particular purpose. But I'd like to see some people try out some things that didn't require coercion. It'd be interesting.
Well, and we've talked about before, when we're looking at the issue of the real crime that you're talking about, where somebody has actually been damaged in some way, or property has been damaged, there could be something to be said for having a bounty hunter come in and take somebody who is very dangerous off the streets. and take them into some sort of secure area where the bounty hunter and the insurance company or the protection company that would be backing his actions will be taking a pretty significant risk, in that they'd have to make sure that what they were doing was the right thing. They'd have to ensure that they have the actual criminal, that they've successfully identified that so-and-so did whatever horrific act they've been accused of doing. And then if they snatch him up off the streets and he protests saying, hey, this is kidnapping, I'm an innocent man. Okay, well, we'll have that out in the arbitration, and if it turns out that you are innocent, then the company that stole your freedom and kidnapped you, because that's what it would be in that case. If you were innocent, it would be a kidnapping. If the company that stole your freedom and kidnapped you is found to have gotten the wrong guy, their career's probably over. I mean, their business is over. They'd have to pay out. They'd have their insurance policy for that sort of thing. Would it immediately pay out to the person that they wrongfully arrested. The insurer would drop that company from their insurance policy, and they'd have a very difficult time getting insured to do their business from that point on. So I think that you'd see the marketplace come up with ways to handle those violent criminals and get them off the streets, beyond just the kind of stock answer of, well, people could shoot the violent criminals because they have, relinquished their rights. And so if they tried to do something else violent, they'd be stopped.
Well, I think that also you need to
I think bounty hunters would come in.
Figure into this scenario that, people would be, to some extent, feel more responsible for their own protection. Currently, it's very darn difficult to protect yourself in some of the major metros in the United States, some of the states in the United States. You can't protect yourself because you can't even own a gun. Many states just basically don't let you have one, or let you get a concealed carry or whatever. They make it difficult to protect yourself. Whereas in a world, in a world like you're talking about, it would be very easy to protect yourself because you could have a gun, and guns really are the great equalizer. A 7-year-old can kill Mike Tyson with a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
So people are women are protected, smaller people, all those, all these groups that might otherwise be at the mercies of somebody who's bigger and stronger than them would be able to protect themselves. And if you look at crime that's committed, the vast majority of it is not violent crime. It's not something that someone gets hurt in. I mean, certainly there are violent criminals out there. They do bad things.
Theft, et cetera.
Yeah, but if you were to get rid of all the rest, it's not like all the criminals that we have in jail today are, in fact, violent criminals, and those are the people we got to worry about.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, so I hope I gave Andrew some ideas of how a market justice system might work. Of course, I would like to recommend a book that can help expand those ideas. We'll do that in moments.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those on us. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or one of our alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com, and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So we had an email in from Andrew asking questions about market justice, and it is a tough, tough issue. For me, this was my last... I think the justice system in general of kind of how the marketplace could better do police and courts was my real last sticking issue, because at one time, Mark, I was considered myself a libertarian, and I kind of had that mentality of, well, you know, cops, courts, we need the government to do these things. And it was a book called The Market for Liberty that really helped me understand how the marketplace could possibly handle justice system sorts of services in a much more efficient and more customer service oriented and more just a better overall fashion. And the book is The Market for Liberty. It's by Morris and Linda Tannehill. You can download a full audio version at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. It's also available in PDF form, and it's completely free to you. Now, of course, if you enjoy the book, you may want to consider purchasing yourself a hard copy, which is available through Laissez Faire Books. But the folks over at Laissez Faire, we made a little deal with them a few years back about having me turn it into an audiobook for free, in that I would do all of the work necessary to create that product, and in return for doing all that work, I would be able to give away the audiobook. And so far, it's been downloaded thousands of times since we've put that online. And that's great because it talks about more than just market justice. It talks about the free market, period, getting away from all of these coercively organized government services and essentially marketizing them, and why the why liberty is better and laissez-faire is a better approach. It's just a brilliant, brilliant book. But I had to read the justice section a few times before it really started to take hold. Until I could really actually answer people's questions about how the market could do things better. Yeah, you may remember, Mark, there was a while where I was just I was pretty stumbly on that issue.
Well, it always takes practice to get better at these things. I don't know. I feel that that's a sticky, you know, one of the sticky issues that it comes to the idea of free markets, and that's why I claim to be a Cops, Courts, and Roads libertarian, because I don't want to get into the sticky, difficult issues with people. What I would prefer to do, I'll tell you what. You give me cops, I'll give you cops, courts, and roads. You give me liberty as on the rest of the issues. You know, some people would claim that the government's going to grow from that point. I think that it's possible that you could write some constitution that would keep it in check for a much longer period of time. I don't know. I would like to see a world where we didn't have coercive governments handling everything and where people got to make choices between which governing organizations that they wish to pick between, in the same way that people no longer are tied to geography in their religious lives like they used to be. I'd love to see that. I don't know if it's possible, and I'm taking a wait and see approach on it.
Our toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Story coming out of WCBSTV.com, New York. As students across America prepare to head back to school, officials and parents are bracing for a spike in swine flu cases, with the possibility that nearly 2 million people will be... Now, people have been saying I've been pronouncing this wrong, Mark. Hospitalized? I can't think of any other way to pronounce it.
Well, it's you're sort of saying it in more of an English fashion. Hospitalized.
Yeah.
Well, you say hospitalized.
Hospitalized. Mm. It sounds.
Either way is fine. Yeah. If anybody's giving you trouble over that, they're being very nitpicky.
Okay.
And it sounds like Zeus.
And 90,000 people, Zeus is one of our producers, and 90,000 people across the country could die. Or, excuse me. This article says across the county. I'm pretty sure they mean the country. as one Long Island school district is taking no chances and has set into place a new hands-off approach to fighting the swine flu. Chest bumps, high fives, hugs, and handshakes. Glen Cove Middle School students Ollie Slaughter and Hannah Seltzer say that's what friends do on the first day of school. But when students in the Nassau community return to school next week, the superintendent will be urging abstinence. Everyone from the tiniest tots to the biggest high school football players will be asked to limit skin-on-skin contact in an attempt to prevent the spread of swine flu when it reemerges this fall. Now, how asinine is this? This is... I mean, I don't even have to go through the rest of this story. Don't all of the kids use the same door handle when they go into the classroom?
Yeah. Assuming the door is open, I think I recall doors being open when it was time to go into the class. And then
not where I went to school. I mean, sometimes that might be the case depending on the teacher, but plenty of doors. There was kids coming in and out at all times. You know, they would just open the door. I mean, obviously, there are some kids that will pass through without touching the door because someone in front of them opened it. But throughout the day, you've got hundreds and thousands of children that are touching the same exact place.
Yeah.
How many of those kids are coming back from the bathroom after washing their hands?
Well, I mean, if you want to, they wash their hands.
That's what I'm saying. How many of them are?
Seems optimistic.
I mean, I'm like, I'm sorry, maybe I phrased that wrong. How many of them are washing their hands when they're in the bathroom? I can tell you I didn't do it very much.
Not a whole bunch.
High school. this is just a way to get people to stop holding hands at school, isn't it?
I don't know what what the intent is, but this is bound to happen. You remember, what was that gosh darn prophetic Sly Stallone movie where him and Sandra Bullock were in there having sex and with
Demolition Man
with magic sunglasses.
That's such a great movie. I love that movie.
I swear, this is there's so many things that this thing's right about, and you know they're gonna outlaw real sex at some point. They're gonna mm-hmm. I'm sorry, of course they don't want your kids touching other kids. In school, they're gonna outlaw certain. They certainly outlawed certain types of speaking, and it's just gonna get more and more politically correct, whatever term you want to use for that, as time goes by.
One of the students,
what else could it do?
Yeah, one of the students said it'll be hard because you really liked your friends and you didn't get to see them. The high schooler, Erica Cohen, is on the soccer team, says she knows even in a game that involves close physical contact, she has to be as careful as she can be. She says, I don't really think it's such a big deal if you wash your hands after. I think it's just you really can't avoid it. Lorena Gallo filled out her health form and decided she can't give up hugging. We're still going to hug it either way, she says. The policy's unorthodox but could be difficult to enforce. But according to their health commissioner, they say it's a good way to educate awareness. Many people are trying to think outside the box creatively how to minimize spread of the illness, how to protect others, and I applaud that thinking, she says.
And remember, they're making this illness to be like this huge, huge thing. This illness,
it's not even as big as the flu,
hasn't killed as many people as the flu so far. I mean, I realize it's a portion of this for the flu, but we're getting all wrapped up here and something that may be much ado about nothing. The government loves an epidemic. They love an emergency.
It's more control. It's just an excuse to grow the state. War is the health of the state. Now, this isn't a war, but any excuse to call it an emergency is the health of the state.
If this isn't crystal clear to you, this particular instance, let me lay it out for you. Swine flu warning. Principal says no more touching. Sees more touching. Swine. There's a couple of swine flu cases. Okay. Now we set in place via the rules. No touching. Touching continues. We must make touching a misdemeanor. Cops brought in. Watching school kids in school to prevent them from touching. I mean, does part of this sound crazy to you?
Yeah. Nuts.
Because it doesn't to me. They're already bringing cops in schools to check out lockers and that kind of thing a couple of times a year. Plus, they have to scare the crap out of the kids to make sure that if there's some kind of emergency that they'll have the crap scared out of them. So
maybe
they
should
do
also,
those kind of things.
Maybe we should also keep an eye on the kids when they're off school campus. I mean, they might be hanging out and high-fiving. They might be high-fiving. Some might even kiss when they're off school grounds. So maybe what we need to
have... I think there's a guarantee.
Maybe we just need to have the cops following, one cop for every student, and they can just kind of follow the kids around just to make sure that they're, doing the right thing and avoiding all human contact. And really, avoidance of human contact is kind of anti-human, isn't it? I mean, aren't humans very interested in being social animals and being appreciated by their fellow human beings? And, we when we grow up with our parents, if parents don't hug and parents don't touch and they don't love their kids, then they're more likely to be serial killers and that sort of thing. Isn't there something to be said for human contact and making people feel better about their, helping people feel better in
general? Serial killers are just another reason why we need the government around.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So look for this coming soon. Of course, they're also talking about the vaccine for this drug, which they may be forcing on school children. Get your kids out of the government schools while you still can. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.